Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Mental health authorities say that at any given time, 17% of the general populace is struggling with some kind of depression. If that's true, and I have no reason to doubt that it is, 1 in 5, more than 2/3 of them women, are struggling with a malady, this virus of your happiness and joy. If you're one of them, make a note of some simple guidelines which help you determine where you are and what you need to do to find help. First, ask yourself, am I really there or only suffering from a momentary setback of some kind? That means you need to recognize some of the symptoms of the malady. Early warning signs of depression are withdrawal, the difficulty to face situations and people, procrastination, disregarding your appearance, a change in your appetite, a search for an escape of some kind or another. It may include drugs, alcohol, or the inability to pry yourself away from the TV. Next, take inventory of how your habit patterns have changed. You used to take long walks and exercise regularly, but you find it more and more difficult to get out of bed. You avoid people. You prefer to keep the blinds pulled and watch TV. When that begins to be a pattern, you are yielding to depression. It's hard to feel depressed when you see blue sky and green grass, when you walk on the beach or on a trail, or rise early in the morning and walk briskly for a couple of miles in your neighborhood. Then ask yourself, have I caused my own problem? Or is there something that I know I should do to eliminate the situation? Some depression is the result of allowing ourselves to get cornered or trapped. We allow something that we ought not to, or we're doing something that we know is wrong but don't know how to break the habit. You are allowing something in your life which you constantly try to cover. You're afraid of the consequences. No wonder you want to withdraw and climb into a hole. Okay, you say, I've tried all of that and it doesn't work. And you add a postscript and you say, I prayed for God to help me, and if I know my heart, I'm right with the Lord, but I'm still depressed. You need to voice 3 very difficult words. Ones that smack of failure to you because you've always been able to handle things on your own. They are, I need help. When you have a virus that won't go away, isn't that what you tell your doctor, I need help? When your eyesight blurs, isn't that what you tell the eye doctor? So, whom do you tell? Start with your husband or wife, your pastor, possibly your family physician. There are times when medication helps immensely. There are other times when it only camouflages or covers the real problem. But there's one thing that you can be sure of. God answers prayer for help in many different ways. Sometimes He gives an immediate answer, lifting the cloud of depression. Sometimes He sends someone who listens, who serves as a sounding board, who helps you see precisely what you need to do to work through the gloom. Sometimes He sends a physician who can help you in ways that you can't help yourself. A closing thought. God is not the author of depression, though some of our depression comes by ignoring the directives He gives, refusing to live as He intends us to live. He's the one who brings health, wholeness, and healing to our broken hearts and lives. He is still the healer of broken hearts, a refuge for the troubled and hurting. While depression is not a friend, it can prod you to Him who is a friend, who will stay closer than a brother and will walk with you through the gloom.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.